place names in the United States are a hodgepodge, a seemingly random collection of different languages. This can make pronunciation a bit difficult, even for people who live here. From the Pacific Northwest to the Eastern Shores, some names are infamous in this regard. Let's talk about 12 of them. We begin in the Pacific Northwest. As with most parts of the United States, this area is heavily influenced by its rich Native American history and culture. Number 1. Spokane, Washington. The correct pronunciation is Spokane, not Spokane. The name Spokane comes from a Native American tribe. It means children of the sun. This city is located in the northwestern part of the United States. Spokane is known for its natural beauty. The residents are very outdoorsy, meaning they like to enjoy outdoor activities like hiking and biking. Moving down the coast, we come to California. Many names in this state come from early Spanish settlers.
Number 2. La Jolla, California. This sun-drenched town is commonly mispronounced La Jolla, but the correct pronunciation is La Jolla. La Jolla is a seaside community located within the city of San Diego, California. It is still unclear whether La Jolla's name comes from the Spanish word La Jolla, meaning the jewel, or from the Native American term, meaning hole in the mountains. But moving east across the United States, we come to not a state, but a national park.
Number 3. Yosemite National Park. This national park is grand and beautiful, and often mispronounced. It is not Yosemite or Yosemite, but rather Yosemite. At the end, don't forget to say the T. Yosemite National Park is set within California's Sierra Nevada Mountains. This park is known for its giant ancient sequoia trees and for other breathtaking mountain scenes. Photographer Ansel Adams is famous for his black and white photographs of this national treasure.
Number 4. Helena, Montana. The capital city of Montana is pronounced Helena, not Helena. That is how most women named Helena say their name. Helena is located at the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, between Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks. However, the city's founders did not come for the scenery. They came to look for gold. It was first called St. Helena, but the locals dropped the saint and kept Helena. Besides its gold rush history, Helena is also a popular destination for people who like to do things outdoors, such as hiking, biking, fishing, and camping. Helena is known for its trail system, 120 kilometers of hiking and biking trails. Moving inland, we come to a state that does not sound as it is spelled.
Number 5. Arkansas. The name Arkansas means south wind. It comes from a word used by some Native Americans to describe an early tribe in the area. The pronunciation Arkansas follows the French custom of not pronouncing the final S. This state is known for its rich mineral reserves and natural beauty, but the city of Hope, Arkansas, is more famously known as the birthplace of former U.S. President Bill Clinton.
Number 6. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. This is a college town in the eastern state of Pennsylvania. The E at the end may confuse some people. It is not Wilkes-Barre, but rather Wilkes-Barre. Do not drop the last E, as common sense and French speakers would suggest.
Number 7. Schenectady, New York. This city in New York State is pronounced Schenectady. The Mohawk tribe of the Iroquois Nation originally called this area Schenectada, meaning over the Pine Plains. As Dutch settlers came to the area in the 17th century, the spelling changed. The great inventor Thomas Edison founded the General Electric Company in this city. In the 1900s, the American Locomotive Company also made most of its trains there. Now we move from upstate New York into New York City. In the Big Apple, as it is called, there are two names that are often mispronounced.
Number 8. Houston Street, New York City. Houston is a big city in the state of Texas. But if you are on a street in New York City's funky Lower East Side, you do not pronounce it that way. Pronounce it Houston Street, and you will keep your street cred.
Number 9. Carnegie Hall. Also, while visiting New York City, if you attend a music show at this famous concert hall, make sure to pronounce it properly. It is Carnegie, not Carnegie. The stress is on the middle syllable.
Number 10. Worcester, Massachusetts. Like the city of the same name in England, the correct pronunciation is Worcester. It is not Worcester or Worcester. Incorporated as a town in 1722, Worcester, Massachusetts is now a vibrant, bustling city with a population of over 180,000. This makes it one of the largest cities in New England. Now we move to the South.
Number 11. Louisville, Kentucky. If you want to sound like a true Southerner, pronounce this city in Kentucky as Louisville, not Louisville, and definitely not Louisville. If you do, they will think you're a Yankee from the North. Louisville is historically a mining and agricultural city, and its position on the Ohio River also made it an important hub for transporting goods by water. These days, the city has a diverse and vibrant economy. Louisville is also famous as the home of the Kentucky Derby horse race.
Number 12. Kissimmee, Florida. This one is easy to remember. You are not asking for someone to kiss you, so do not say Kissimmee, it's Kissimmee. This city is located in the center of Florida. This is another name that comes from a Native American tribe. However, it is not known whether Kissimmee means long waters, as in the Kissimmee River, or if it refers to the place where mulberries grow. But we do know the name has nothing to do with kissing.
So now, if you've read about or visit any of these places in the United States, you will know how to say their names. I'm Anna Mateo.
I'm Jonathan Evans.